Coach, through three games, how do you feel about the defensive backfield as a whole and where they're at?
I think we're improving. I think each game we've kind of taken a little bit of a step, but I don't believe we're where we need to be or where we will be.
Justin Gilbert's had his struggles in the early going. What do you think has caused those struggles, and how can he work to improve that and eliminate those?
I mean, I think there's a lot of things. A rookie corner, it's a hard position to be out there. We play against three quarterbacks who have Super Bowl rings. The game's a little bit different for him. He's improved. He's improved since the first game, and he's practiced better, and he's competed more. And we just have to keep pushing him that way, getting him used to the speed of the game, getting him used to the speed of practice, and he's a talented guy. I'm not worried about him.
At the cornerback position, you've got Joe, you've got Buster, and then you have four rookies right now. So let me talk about the other rookies, because we haven't seen much from Kaywan, Robert Nelson, or Pierre Desir. Where are they at, and are they kind of poised to make an impact down the line?
I think Kaywan's made an impact on special teams. He's been in packages for us and done a really good job so far. So I think he's ready to keep progressing. We have a lot of confidence in him right now. He's doing a really good job. Nelson's a very talented guy. He's got good man skills. He's starting to get more reps in practice, and he's doing a good job. Pierre, the injury kind of set him back a little bit in camp, but he's a talented, bigger guy, gives us a little bit of a different type of corner, and he just needs to keep improving also. We're young with those guys, but there's some talent there, so it's exciting.
Seems like Buster Skrine has gotten off to a very fast start this season, playing well despite the thumb injury. How do you assess his performance?
I think he's done a good job. I mean, he's exactly what we thought. He competes, he can cover, he can blitz, he can tackle. I think he's off to a good start, but again, it's so early in the season for all these guys. With just a three-game sample, I mean, there's a lot of football left to play.
I know Joe Hayden's taking some heat for the play at the end of the game against the Baltimore Ravens, but really when you go back, it seems like he was very solid for the vast majority of that game. He's been playing well. What have you said to him as he heads out on this bye week and just, you know, check in with your veteran?
Just keep your confidence. I mean, I told him I still think he's one of the best in the NFL. We ask him to do a lot. We ask him to go out and shut down top guys for 65 snaps a game. And, you know, for the past few games, he's done that for 60, 61, 62 snaps. But he knows it. He holds himself accountable. When the game's on the line, I want it to be thrown to him. He wants it to be thrown to him. And you're going to see. He'll make those plays.
Tashawn Gibson, two interceptions already. He has picked up where he left off last year, where he had five on the season. Seems like just such a natural center fielder in this defense.
Yeah, he's really natural back there. He's got great ball skills. He's got a lot of range. The thing that I'm really impressed with is his tackling. If he improved one thing, he has really become a solid open field tackler. So he just needs to keep progressing too.
And Dante Whitner, haven't seen a lot, good or bad, really, in the first three games. Nothing stood out one way or the other. How have you assessed his performance?
Well, I think what you get with Dante is not a lot of balls have went his way, but he had a 13-tackle game, and what I think he's done is he's set an attitude in the middle of the field. When you start to see receivers not go for the second yard or the extra effort or duck a little bit, he sends a message pretty early in the year, and I think he sent that. He said he was going to make the middle field a scary place, and I think that's starting to happen.
You guys have done a good job taking away the deep ball. There haven't been many big plays against this defense. What is the one point of emphasis, though, that you kind of stressed with your room as you sent them off on the bye week, that this is what we need to focus on and tighten up to get where we want to be?
We just got to keep improving. And it's about this game for us. It's a lot of one-on-one matchups, and we got to win those matchups, especially when it counts. I mean, we got talent in there, and we're going to improve, and we have. Since week one, we've really improved, but we're not where we want to be. And then we're certainly going to get better.
Are you guys assessing maybe not going so much press man, leaving your guys on so many islands, kind of mixing in more zone, or are you guys sticking to that press man formula?
I think you'll see us do a lot of different things, but I think our guys are playing well at the line of scrimmage. They'll get better, but I'm very confident in their skill set.